You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Uncensored by Go Wild, brought to you by our friends at gunbroker.com. We've been saying it for weeks now, and probably when this episode comes out, many turkey seasons will have started opening. So make sure you are locked and loaded for turkey season. Decoys, shotguns, shells.
Chokes.
Face masks.
Blinds. Vest.
Blinds.
Cold. Yeah.
Slings.
So check out what you can find on Gunbroker. And what they don't have, we'll fill in the gaps at Go Wild. We've got all the decoys and blinds and everything. I ordered my Newcomb.
My Newcomb
will be coming
Newcomb
this week.
Did you get the leafy or the, just the pattern?
I wanted the
flat.
Green leaf.
That's what I got.
The bottom line green leaf. So I got the leaf. It only comes in leafy.
Oh, I got the real tree leafy.
Okay.
I think it's Obsession.
No.
You ordered one
that's
too?
Mossy Oak.
Oh.
Mossy Oak Obsession. They're both leafy, though.
Yeah, now I can't remember if it's real tree or mossy.
The only bottomland leafy that they have, bottomland green leaf, is the leafy version.
Mm. I need to figure out what I know it was a real tree, the Mystery Ranch pack that I won in that raffle.
It's probably the edge.
Because I'm thinking about using that this turkey season, because that would be a good size to...
My guess would be the real tree edge.
Maybe. I gotta look at it. I gotta start digging out all that stuff. I just dug out a bunch of fishing stuff because we're planning on going fishing.
Yeah, so we were just kind of chatting before the show about, are we gonna go to Farm Pond or somewhere else? Where do you want to go, Daniel?
I don't know. So,
what do you want to catch?
Fish.
Size, quantity, species.
I don't really care. Quantity would be most important. I would rather catch five small fish than one big fish.
Right now. Do you think that changes over, like, the fishing season?
No.
Oh, really?
No. Because I don't know. I mean, if I was only going to catch one big fish, I'd want it to be at the end of a fishing trip. Mm-hmm. If you catch one big fish at the beginning of a fishing trip, and you're like, this is the day, the stars are aligning, and then you never catch another fish the whole day. That's the worst scenario.
Really? Oh, see.
And personally, I would rather have a small fish every hour than one big fish in a 6-hour fishing trip.
If I caught like a PB.
Personal bass.
If I caught a personal bass, that was the biggest one I've ever caught. At, like, the first cast on a fishing trip, I would be fine the rest of the
day. Okay. If it was a personal best, and I showed Jacob a video, I need to show it to you, of a guy on an obvious stocked pond that the guy's like just pouring steroids into the water.
And he's probably he's probably feeding the fish like that, which is why he was able to do what he is.
He's probably feeding the fish like that, but also he's just leaning over the dock with like a little sardine, little minnow, holding it in his hand. He's just seeing this fish come up and grabs it and pulls it out, and it's a 16-pound bass. It's massive.
So when you go to the Keys, have y'all been to Key West? You went down there.
Uh-huh. No, you elitist.
Did you go to Robbie's? A marina where you can feed the tarpon?
No. I've heard about it, though.
So you can do this. You can go to the marina. You can buy a bucket of bait, and then you go down to the dock, and there's, I mean, huge tarpon, like mouth that big tarpon, and you feed them. You put down the little
bait fish in the water. In the water?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could if you want to, but they'll get your hand. But you hold it above the water, and they'll come up.
You can look at videos of
There's
it.
Cell there. Phones and watches and stuff that get dropped in there because people are idiots.
Mm.
What do you mean they were putting steroids in the water?
The fish was just unnaturally big.
Oh, I thought you meant like they were like The Rock and they had like just...
I wouldn't be surprised if The Rock... I know The Rock's personal, you know, because he is like a stocked pond that he has people manage and
he manages out. It.
I don't think he manages
it. I mean, you can do that with fish without steroids. It's just a... water quality
I was joking about steroids. Like vitamins. Please don't flame me in the comments.
Well, I don't mean actual injection steroids. I'm just talking about like, it doesn't have to be a supplement.
I ever tell you a story about my dad?
Doing steroids?
No.
In the Navy?
My dad was doing a career day at my brother's, I think it was like first grade or kindergarten. Have you heard this story?
No. Tell.
My dad's an anesthesiologist. So he's doing a career day and he was trying to like explain. I think it was like my brother was in like first grade or something. It was first grade class.
It's a horrible job to go to.
Yeah. So he's like, how do I demonstrate this? So there's some anesthesia that's you can dilute in water.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to like the pet store and got like a goldfish. And he's like, well, I'll just figure out the ratio of the water.
No.
and dropped the little dropper into this water tank, and the fish went to sleep, and he goes, and then in 2 minutes the fish will wake up. So he keeps on talking about his job, and he's like keeping his eye on the fish, and the fish is like slowly rolling over and floating to the top. It's just not waking up. And it might not have been a goldfish, but it was a fish that requires movement in the gills to breathe, and he just totally conked it out, so it just wasn't moving. No, so it wasn't getting
it. Didn't even breathe.
Yeah, so it just died. So he was like, anyways,
come to me for all your anesthesiologists.
Yeah, the kids are like, we want to see the fish. He's like, fish is still sleeping, and it's obviously dead. It's a funny story.
One of the kids in that class had a traumatic experience later in life where they were told they were getting anesthesia, and they're like, no, I've seen what it does to goldfish.
But anyways, so fishing, I think...
Numbers.
You know how I like to fish. You and I have very different fishing styles. You see a fish or you see an area where you think fish will be, and you will target that area for 2 hours. I am 3 casts to an area, and I'm walking to the next area. Long Run Park is all bank access. So we could walk around that whole thing, and there's tons of different, you know, some areas are weedy, some areas are deep. So my vote's that. Or we could do the farm pond. It's easier to get around, you know, it's smaller or whatever, and we don't have to worry about anyone else being there.
I mean, going to the farm pond would be more for you than it is for me, because I can do it anytime I want to.
Let's go to the Long Run.
So
I've been there twice, and I don't think I've caught much of anything.
Same here.
So is that a challenge, or is that what the fish wants you to think?
Let's go for it. Big fish buys lunch.
Okay. Even though we're going at dinner time, but okay.
No, I mean like the next time we go to lunch together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I went fishing this weekend.
How'd that go? Where'd you go camping? Because you went camping.
Yes, we went camping at.
Wait, can you, is this, do you blow your spots for campsites, like we blow our spots for fishing.
I mean, she's had RVs.
Yeah, I don't care.
RVs. I mean, they're
not. I'll just say it's a county park in the area.
Okay, in Indiana.
Yeah, like I don't care if people come to this, but I also don't want to be there. And then, I don't know. Sometimes people get weird on the internet, and they like they like look you up, and then.
Oh yeah, sometimes random people. We don't know anyone like that who looks people up on the internet that deep dives on people.
They're talking about me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, okay, we went to a county park. It's not too far away from home. It was cold. It was colder than what I thought it was going to be. It was supposed to be like 70 or 65 on Saturday. It got up to like 55. That's cold for me. There was no sun out. But we went camping and it was good. And I'll digress, but I got to go fishing by myself.
Oh.
Which was amazing because I haven't got to do that in a long time. So I was like, Tim, do you want to go with me? And he was like, no, I didn't bring my fishing pole. Because he doesn't like that place. He doesn't like this pond. Or his lake pond. I don't know what you call it. And I was like, okay, well, peace. And it was cold. My fingers were, like, frozen. I started, like, walking along. I just put some things in my pocket. Like, this is what I'm going to use. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And started out with, like, a plastic Cinco. Wasn't doing anything. Kept walking. Change it up to like a different color Cinco because this place is also like real mossy, especially on the bottom. So I thought that kind of like Texas rig would work well. Still nothing. Finally, I got to like more of the north side of the area where maybe it was a little bit warmer. And I changed it to a little 2-inch like pre-rigged shad with the red eye.
Mm-hmm.
We sell these on our website too. And
what pattern?
White pearl.
Just white. Mm-hmm. White with a red eye.
Yeah. Threw it out a couple times and then I caught one.
A bass?
Yeah. A little, largemouth. It was like 14 inches. Okay. It wasn't anything crazy, but I almost forgot what it felt like to catch a fish. I was like, yeah. And I had my drag set up wrong. So I was like, I mean, this was like a little like 14-inch bass. And I was like, oh, God. Anyways, I got that in. And then I just kept kind of working that slot up and down and caught two more. And then my feet were wet because it had rained all night before. And my heated vest had run battery itself died. Out. And my fingers were cold. And it was about 2 hours. And I went back.
Did the fish feel warmer when you got it out of the water than the air temperature?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
It means the water's warmer.
Oh.
Was it foggy? Was it real foggy?
No. It was a very overcast day, but it wasn't foggy.
So at our house, I think it was the same morning. Maybe it was Sunday morning. It was not foggy at first as the sun came up, but then as the sun rose, it like fog rolled into our backyard.
This was like noon, 11:30 noon when I went out.
It's good.
So do you tell your kids I caught a fish or are you like, oh, it was horrible fishing. None of you guys want to do that.
Well, actually, my mom had taken the kids somewhere, which is kind of maybe the reason we were going to go camping because I knew that my mom was going to pick them up. That's awful. Let me rewind. I wanted to go camping. I've been itching to go camping. And then my mom had this, like, dinner schedule or, like, a lunch scheduled for them. And I was like, oh, they'll just be gone for, like, an hour or two. That'll be great. I'll finally get to, like, sit down and, like, actually enjoy this camping. That also sounds bad, but maybe that's life.
Yeah, it's totally normal.
Right. So that's when I went fishing. When they came back, I did tell them that I got fish. I wanted to go fishing. I was like, well, you got to do the other thing. But also, I cooked the best camp dinner that I've cooked yet. I got compliments on it.
What was it?
She finally got a compliment on her dinner.
We've been grilled cheese.
They've been aggressively camping for like 4 years. This is the first meal.
No, I've cooked other things were good, but like everyone. Okay, so we were camping with some friends of ours, and then my mom and stepdad, after they brought the kids back. They stayed for a while. And then my dad and stepmom also joined for like dinner, right? So they had kind of brought some stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to cook this chicken and dumplings recipe. Okay, listen.
You have my attention.
Okay. If you, now see, I might not, because if you are of the frame that chicken and dumplings, the dumplings have to be homemade, this ain't for you. Back up, okay? Keep scrolling, fast forward, whatever.
I didn't have them, well, I probably had them that way as a child at some point because my grandma did them that way, but my mom did them out of a can.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I did. My family makes them homemade, but we were camping, and I'm not over here making noodles, right? Or dumpling, whatever you call them. Okay, listen. I'm going to give you the recipe, okay? It's so easy. The little Dutch oven thing, okay? You're going to put in your chicken broth. Cream of chicken is going to come to a boil.
Cream of chicken?
Cream of chicken, yeah. 32 ounces of the chicken broth, can of cream of chicken. Bring it to a boil over the fire, okay? When it boils, half cup of butter. Stick it in there. Let that come to a thing. Oh, pepper?
Poultry. Lots of pepper.
Poultry seasoning, okay? Okay? Let that all come to a nice little, like, mix in there, okay? Then you're going to take 2 cans of Southern biscuits, and you just pick them up, put them in there. Get, and then, oh, 2 minutes, you're going to let that boil, okay? Then rotisserie chicken. This is quick camping, okay?
This is how we do it at home most of the time, too.
Shred that off. Bam. Put it in there. Oh, I'm sorry. When you're doing the chicken broth and the chicken stuff, you also need to do 1.5 cups of milk. Put that in there too. Okay? And then you let it like kind of take it off of the fire for like a little bit. 15 minutes. Like just not boiling.
Just so the chicken warms up.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Mm-hmm. They were all like, this is the best thing you've cooked camping wise and you should cook it. You should bring it every time we cook.
Yeah.
My kids ate it.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
We love chicken and dumplings at our house. It's probably, we probably have it every other week. That's Emmett's favorite, and he requests it.
I didn't have it growing up. I've only had it once in my life, and I'm like, I guess it's okay. I had there was a bunch of stuff I just never, you know, because
ice cream.
Because you kind of grow up on what your parents like. Like, if your parents don't like something, right. You don't eat it. And I didn't have tomato soup until I was, like, 15.
Do you enjoy it, though?
I thought it was good, yeah.
One time he had it, he was like, yes, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Was it, this is important. Was it water-based tomato soup or milk-based tomato soup?
Oh.
Milk-based. Yeah, Amanda uses milk. But my mom's from Boston, so I was raised on clam chowder. So my favorite soup is clam chowder, and people from the South, that's their reaction.
Oh, dude, I love it. I mean, it's hard to find something that I don't enjoy.
Yeah, that's
clam
true.
Clam chowder is fantastic. I had turtle soup a few weeks ago, which is a weird one, but it's good.
Was that your first lobster roll, or was that Brayden's first lobster roll? Have you ever had a lobster roll?
Yes.
Did your mom make those?
No, but when we would go up to Massachusetts, we'd always get them. I always get my grandparents who live in Massachusetts, I get them a Maine lobster roll for Christmas, like a kit. And it's like they one day ship it from Maine, and it's like a tradition.
And it's like $5,000.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
But my grandparents are very old, so I won't have to do it too many more. No, it's like claw meat. Huh. And it comes with like the mayo and the buns and bag of chips and everything. Anyway, switching gear to turkey season coming up. Did you see the turkey coming in?
Dude,
they're getting so close to the road. Yeah, like on our drive-in going past the highway, there's...
I don't think you would go past it.
No.
Because it's before we hit Old Henry.
Yeah, okay. But like right before, so in this area. And are there power lines? Is that why there's a clearing there? I think there's a power line going down the middle of it. Anyway, so it's been like 3 or 4 turkeys every time you come in and they're in that field. And I feel like every time I drive by, they're getting closer and closer to the road, so you get like a better view of them.
Have you seen how finicky they are with the weather, though?
I haven't noticed.
Dude, a little bit of rain, a drop in temperature, they won't be there. Let's see, it was warmer today.
Yeah, the Tomlin's in full strut.
All three of them are Toms.
No.
All three of them are Toms. This is where we need Derek or Paul. The lecking thing where they're trying to establish their order, I wonder if that's like the boss.
the Do you one think that's why up. They're strutting right now? Because they're trying to be like, no, homie, I am.
Yeah, apparently this is when they're setting the breeding order.
Mm.
So are they hanging out together?
And then, deer do that too okay. before.
And then they split seasons. Off. Split off.
I've seen like a bunch of deer in groups and a bunch of turkey in groups in the past 2 weeks.
It's amazing to me how many turkeys I've seen in southern Indiana.
I saw, there was like a batch of 60 in a field.
A batch of 60?
Dude, I'm not kidding.
Swear to God.
I've seen swear more turkeys over there than anywhere in Kentucky.
I thought you were talking about deer.
No.
I was going to say. It's like a herd of deer.
Batch.
Well, it's a batch. It's official. What do you call a group of turkeys?
Flock.
I just heard the term, and I just blanked on it, but there's a specialized word for when geese are in formation in flight. And I think it starts with an F, like a flecking or something.
Hmm. A flock of geese?
No, it was a word I've never heard of.
Carry on, I'll Google it.
Starts with an F.
It is Google.
Never heard of it. Can't remember it.
Term for geese in flight, and I think it starts with an F. I was going to quiz Derek on it, because you know Derek knows everything about the geese.
When they are in flight, they are called a skein.
Yes, that's
a skein or a wedge.
A skein.
Huh. When they're flying close together, they are called a plump.
Because a plump.
Yeah. Look at that plump.
Them birds are plumping
fine
up.
Fine looking plump.
Look at them birds plump up.
But when they're also just a gaggle when they're together.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a gaggle. Because I think a skein is also like a roll of yarn. Like if you buy, you know, that bundle of yarn you would buy at the craft store is called a skein. Hmm. I don't know if they're spelled the same way. Anyways, the more you know.
Jeopardy.
Drop that. You're going to be on Jeopardy. Drop that knowledge on someone. Skein. But anyways, turkey season. So what's your turkey plan? Are you thinking you're just going to hit your new property hard?
Initially, because my brother-in-law, his wife has been walking the property for exercise, and he goes with her every once in a while. And the other night he sent me a live photo from his iPhone, and it's turkeys up in a tree. And I was like, where's that tree? Because I kind of recognized it. And he said, it's to the left of this one trail camera. And I was like, okay, so it's right where I sat last year, and I got busted by the toms in the tree.
Wait, so does he not turkey hunt?
He doesn't care.
Okay.
He's like, I have no desire to shoot a turkey.
Okay.
He loves deer hunting and coyote hunting. Does not care about turkey.
What are you going to do?
I was just talking with Chris before we started this podcast. I think we're going to try to hit Taylorsville again, because where I went deer hunting, which was a different spot where I crossed over. What's that? Is that the Salt? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Salt. When I was up in this tree looking for deer, I saw 6 or 7 turkeys just walking through the woods. So I'm like, oh, there's turkeys in this area. So we might try to hit that and hit where we went last year. And then I might look into doing Otter Creek. Did I tell you about this? Was I talking with you about this?
You said you thought about it.
I'm thinking about it. And I did a little digital scouting, and it looks like I'll have to show you. It looks like there are some possible good areas. It's just it's the same story as ever. How many people do that? How popular is it?
I've heard turkeys out there. I mean, there's at least a good enough population that.
Yeah. And there's a little strip of land on in between Fort, like you have to cross over Otter Creek, and then there's like a little peninsula. And I'm just looking at it on a map. It's probably 15 acres right before you hit the Ohio, where, you know, you're not on Fort Knox property. But I'm like, I wonder if you could get across that, how many people would go over there?
Surely you can.
Yeah, surely.
And I don't know, because you can. There are people that hunt Fort Knox, but I don't know if you can cross the opposite property line. Like, if you're hunting Fort Knox, could you come over there?
I feel like if you were hunting Fort Knox, there'd be way better spots like there, on Fort Knox. It
wouldn't be worth the effort.
Worth the effort to go all the way over there. So, anyways, that might be my two options. And then maybe, hopefully, you can kill a bird or Derek can kill a bird. And last resort, we can go out to one of those two properties and hunt. I think it'd be cool to go to Derek's with multiple parties that split up, and we do like a grill out and make a day of it with a ton of people. But I know Derek's busy with marriage and life and work.
We could probably do two twosomes out at our farm, just given the size and where we'd be shooting, where they come from and stuff. There's two spots that if you could split yourself in half, you'd want to hunt both of them at the same time. So we could probably split up two groups.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, let me shoot one. No offense, but
no, that's what I was saying.
Been like, turkey hunting for too long, too long without a bird.
Did Derek kill a bird? I don't think he did kill a bird last year on his property.
I don't know.
Can't remember. What are you doing for turkey?
I think I'm going to stay on our property.
Front porch.
The front porch.
Did you you hunted turkey? Oh, yeah, you did hunt turkey last year. I remember that story of you sitting out with your dad and, like, you freaked out. And they were, like, running across.
Oh, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, dad didn't take me last year.
He needed a break.
He was like, I cannot stand this anymore. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't why. I mean, maybe it was, but I don't think so.
Did you turkey hunt last year?
Yeah. I called one in. I just couldn't. It was like behind me and it went into the woods. Mm. And I can never get it close to me. Also, that was the first year I was like calling on my own and I was just had a mouth call and I was just doing whatever. I didn't watch any YouTube videos. It was probably like, what the?
Are you going to get a Newcomb? If you're sitting in the woods, you probably don't really.
I kind of sit on the tree line.
Yeah.
Do you want that blind back?
No. Mm-mm. I have another blind. Oh, I need to go get that. It's still in the woods from deer season. I never used it.
Coons living in it.
Probably. But yeah, I think.
Gosh, I hope there's raccoons living in her blind.
I would die. I would absolutely die. We have a cat that's outside now, and something keeps eating its food, and I put up a little camera to watch, and it's just like these thick possums and then a family of raccoons that are coming up on our porch all night long, just
munching.
Yeah, eating. But I need to move my trail camera this week because I kind of took them down once deer season was over with, and I know in one area specifically there's always a lot of turkey there. I'm going to like move it.
You should shed hunt too.
Yeah. Okay, so neighbor man, he saw a deer with sheds on it this past week. Yeah. But don't you think like at this, like he was saying during our turkey season, he starts to see deer with their antlers starting to like regrow.
Yeah, the antler I found last year during turkey season was half gnawed.
Mm.
So they hit early. I had one last week, 2 weeks ago. That had one side on still.
Oh.
So, yeah, they're on the ground.
Hmm.
Do you think it would be worth setting up trail cams on public for turkey? Probably not. I've never really considered it.
I mean, you have cell cameras. Why not? It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, I guess.
The best thing about turkey season is that you can shed hunt. You can mushroom hunt. There's like, you need another excuse to go move your cameras and find the other two things on the ground.
That's true.
Yeah. Mushroom hunting is coming up. Probably soon.
I checked last week. We didn't have any.
You didn't have any. I need to check.
There's some rain coming the next couple of days and hopefully warmer temperatures.
I wonder if today
pops them off.
That rain that happened Friday, Saturday, and then today is warming up. Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat any?
Mushrooms?
Morels.
The morels.
No.
Specifically.
No, I haven't ever.
Mm. They're good. I'll bring you some. Do you like mushrooms? They're just a strong flavored mushroom. They're good.
I don't like mushrooms, but I like these.
Can you buy morels in the store? I don't feel like probably. I've ever seen them. Maybe you have to go to like a fancy grocery store.
I mean, I've had them in restaurants before, so I'm sure you can get them somewhere.
I've had them in restaurants, yeah. Yeah, I've never had one.
Bring you one.
People all the time on like Facebook, they'll be like, these are morel seeds and you can buy them and like plant them and no one ever has success with them.
Hmm. I don't think that's how mushrooms work.
Yeah, well, these are morel spores. Yeah. They're like, these are morel
spores. I wonder how they keep them alive, though.
I don't know. I think it's like they're probably just putting like a plant seed in there. I'm like, these are morels.
This is like the kid in middle school who used to sell catnip as weed to people in class. I think it worked.
Damn.
I was a good boy.
Yeah. Morels are good, though. I'm excited to find some. Last year I dried them and it was stupid. I'll never do it again. I feel like I just wasted the ones I found.
Mm. What do you mean you dried them?
Because you can dry them to preserve them longer, and then you cook them and rehydrate them when you're going to cook them. And I don't know if I just overdid it dehydrating them or what, but I won't do that again.
Mm.
I'm just going to eat them.
But soak them in that water first because, whoosh. The bugs. That's all I can think about when I think about morels is like the bugs that come out of it. Woo.
Sweet. All right, gang. We're going to shut her down. Don't forget to go visit our friends at gunbroker.com. Make sure you are also following the other show we do with Gunbroker, No Low Ballers. A bunch of the fun shows that we shot out at SHOT Show have been dropping. Big time guests. The Tim Kennedy episode dropped last week. And we've got Jim Shockey at some point coming out. So make sure you're following that. Stay in tune to all the big ones dropping there. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.